welcome. Happy Friday. Welcome to the very first episode of the Lymph Lounge. So happy to be doing this and thank you for being here. Just a quick introduction. I'm Genevieve Albert Mowinney. I am a retired facialist turned lymph naturopath a few years ago. I am what you call a traditional naturopath, which means I help support the body's innate ability to heal itself through various environmental and lifestyle changes. Specialties of traditional naturopaths can vary greatly. So for myself, I specialize in helping women alleviating lymph congestion, mainly through drainage, detoxification support, and dermal regeneration. Because when you drain better, you regenerate faster, and you can reverse aging naturally without the need for risky, damaging, or aggressive procedures. Before we dive into our first topic, this podcast is available on Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify podcast platforms, as well as my own website, lymphinitiatives.com, in the form of a blog post, and also on YouTube. Make sure you go ahead and follow and turn on notifications, depending on which platform you are on. Of course, the more engagement, comments, questions, reviews, etc., the more there is, the more I can learn about the community and learn how to support you better through this podcast. So if you are wondering what the connection is between lymph, health, and aging, I'd like to first expand on my background today with you so you know where I come from with this and how I ended up here, doing what I do and why I do it, and understand the bigger picture of my mission with the Lymph Initiatives. Because I find that when it comes to aging, the lymph is not talked about nearly enough. And there are so many things that I want to educate and share and expand on. And I feel like a podcast is the easiest way to reach people with this message. So I was a facialist from 2008 to 2020. Had my own skincare clinic from 2015 to 2020. And throughout that time, my specialty was the connection between skin health and inner wellness, how what is going on inside eventually shows up on the outside, and how to address this from a topical perspective, especially when it comes to aging symptoms. However, I always felt kind of limited in my ability to help my clients because I was limited to that topical aspect. And this is where it gets a little bit interesting. In 2016, I saw a posting about an opportunity to win an Oncology Aesthetics Foundation training from Oncology Training International, or OTI. Highly recommend, by the way. Great training. So back then I submitted my application, and to my excitement, I was chosen, and they had received, I think it was over 50 applications. I could not believe it. I was so excited, and I was interested in this program mainly because my mother-in-law, she wasn't my mother-in-law at the time, but she became my mother-in-law, that I call my second mom, is a breast cancer survivor. And I had become super conscious about how to deliver safe services to cancer patients, whether during treatment or after treatment. So one of the topics covered during the program, of course, was lymphedema and the lymphatic system. And this is where my interest in the lymphatic system was first piqued. Naturally, I started gravitating towards natural health disciplines that have a strong lymph components. A lot of them do, such as naturopathy, East Asian medicine, food energetics, botanical medicine, and of course, detoxification. Now, about 3 years later in 2019, I flew to Montreal to complete the VADR manual lymph drainage certification. And at the end of the training, I remember jokingly saying to my teacher that I was ready to quit everything so I could do lymph drainage all day. And when I came back, I immediately made lymph work the main focus of my facials. And I quickly started to notice how much more effective lymph work was than skincare or any other technique I was using. And at that point, I had been a facialist for a very long time. So at the same time, through my various trainings that I had been doing in natural medicine, I had been learning about the different drainage pathways that work alongside the lymphatic system, such as, so we have many, the brain, the lungs, the skin, and the immune system, the kidneys, the bile movement, liver phases, the bowels, especially the colon and the mitochondria, as well as how detoxification happens and what can stress and burden the lymphatic system. And fast forward to 2020, got my naturopath license, and I decided to close my skincare clinic and offer virtual consultations and remote testing throughout Canada. And I did so until earlier this year in 2024. And throughout that time, what was shocking to me is that by focusing on opening drainage and unburdening the lymphatic system, what I noticed is most people were getting up to 60% better without any further interventions needed most of the time. After 4 years of that, by 2024, I was starting to miss the anti-aging component and decided that the best way to combine both was to open an in-person clinic with a methodology that combines lymphatic health with dermal sciences to help reverse aging naturally. And that is how the Lymph Initiatives was born, early 2024. So over the span of almost a decade, I have been focusing more and more on lymph in my practice, but it's only this year that I finally made the jump and made alleviating lymph congestion the sole purpose of my practice because of what I saw and what I have experienced. And I know it's not something common to focus on lymph to age gracefully, right? And I am very aware that what I do is very different. And I'm not going to lie, for months, people were being referred by their friends or their family members or coworkers. And they would come in and say, I don't know what you do, but so-and-so said to come see you. And I laugh, but it's not funny at all. So hopefully the way I explain what I do now makes sense. And if it doesn't, please let me know. Now, for the thought of the week segment, I want to talk about the idea that the body is powerful. This is something that is very near and dear to my heart because the first thing that lymph has taught me, it reminded me how powerful our bodies are. I work primarily with women who want to reverse aging naturally, and I am here to tell you that no matter what you do for your body, if you approach it from the point of view that your body is powerful and it will never, ever steer you wrong, typically what I see is that taking care of your body in that case becomes easier. We sometimes forget how powerful our bodies are. And if you don't operate from the premise that your body is powerful and has the inherent ability to heal and transform you, that it wants to work with you, it is never working against you. If you don't operate that way, from experience, supporting your body will be much more difficult. So often when I help women adopt a lifestyle that helps keep the lymph clear and flowing, because to me, that is all that's needed to age gracefully. And so when I help women with that, things are so simple sometimes that it hurts. And the most powerful things you can do for your body are often the most simple. Why? Because the body is powerful. It just needs to be supported the right way. And that right way will look different for everyone. So this is just a reminder I wanted to have today, because a very important belief you need to have in the Lymph Lounge and with the Lymph Initiatives is that the body is powerful. It is the start of everything we do here. So let me ask you today, do you believe your body is powerful? And if not, why is that? Ask yourself that. What has conditioned you or brought you to believe that your body is not powerful? What would it take for you to start believing again that your body is powerful? So those are some things to think about. Let me know in the DMs or in the comments or rating and reviews what comes up for you. So the last segment I want to have this week is talking about the free resource of the week in the newsletter. So this week we are talking about fats, most importantly, supportive fats versus unsupportive fats. And if you want your own PDF copy of what we're going to talk about today with a few additional tools, you can join the newsletter at lymphinitiatives.com/newsletter. You will have access to not only this week's PDF, but also a vault that contains all of the past PDF resources shared since the beginning of the year when I started the newsletter all around lymph and lymph congestion. So why are we talking about fats this week? You may not know this, but the lymph that circulates through our lymphatic system helps to transport water, large proteins, as well as fats. So when there is an imbalance in your fats in your body, it can affect lymph circulation. And when lymph is congested, it can have a hard time detoxifying excess fats or trans fats or to help with the balance of fats in the body. If you're confused about fats, you're not alone. For decades, fats was seen as the enemy in the diet. Store shelves were loaded with low-fat and non-fat foods. And it's important for me to use the words supportive and unsupportive here because the language we use and how we perceive food and the emotions we attach to food can really undermine our efforts when it comes to balancing our bodies and being our healthiest selves, right? But in recent years, fat is finally getting the credit it deserves. Like protein and carbs, fat is actually a micronutrient that your body needs. And fat helps your body do so many things. It helps to produce hormones, create energy, support cell growth, protect organs, absorb nutrients, especially cholesterol, helps you feel fuller longer, helps keep your cholesterol levels under control and support brain health. Now, there are different types of fats. There are, again, supportive fats and unsupportive fats. So supportive fats, one of them is unsaturated fats. These include monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats. So monounsaturated fats, they lower bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, and maintain good HDL cholesterol. Now, these include omega-7 and omega-9 fatty acids. I'm going to get to some sources in a minute. And then you have the polyunsaturated fats, which reduce LDL cholesterol and raise the good HDL cholesterol. These include omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. And then you also have saturated fats, which are short, medium, and long-chain fatty acids. Butyrate, for example, is a short-chain fatty acid, and it is produced through microbial fermentation of dietary fibers in the gut. So it helps to repair and enhance the function of the gut lining. So eat your fiber, everyone. Examples of sources of unsaturated fat include olive oil and olives, avocado, salmon, sardines, mackerel, tuna, trout, most of the fish, flaxseed, chia seed, hemp seed, nut and nut butters. Some examples of saturated fats are red meat, fatty cuts of meat, whole fat dairy products, butter, cheese, lard, cured meats, and bacon. So some examples. But then you have trans fats. So trans fats are artificial fats, and they're known as hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated fats. While trans fats extend the shelf life on products, they have been linked to many health problems over the years. So it has been recommended to minimize the consumption of those trans fats. It includes commercial baked goods such as cakes, cookies, pastries, processed foods such as crackers, chips, microwave popcorn or microwave meals, fried foods, fast foods, shortening. You also have margarine, non-dairy creamer. So anything super processed. Now, what to look for on labels when it comes to trans fats? Food labels mark how much saturated and trans fats are on product. Well, kind of. Artificial trans fats are so unhealthy that the FDA actually banned them in 2018. However, Food manufacturers are not required to mark any products that contain less than 0.5 grams of trans fats per serving. Unless you know what to look for on labels, those hidden trans fats can quickly add up. So always read the ingredient list as well. If something says hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oil, that means trans fats. Now, no fat guide would be complete without addressing seed oils. In recent years, seed oils have gotten a lot of attention in the health world, and seed oils are vegetable-based oils like canola, soybean, corn, sunflower, cottonseed, grapeseed, and peanut, just to name a few. And there's this battle between, you know, are seed oils inflammatory or anti-inflammatory? What's the evidence? What's the studies? And I just try to stay out of that and just focus on the fact that seed oils are low in saturated fats and contain very little monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. But they're highly refined, and compared to good-for-you fat sources like olive oil and avocado, seed oils offer little nutrition. So this is what I try to focus on instead. And also, since seed oils are cheap, they are found in many processed foods. So the best way to make sure you're getting your fill of healthy fats is to consume mostly whole foods and to vary your sources of supporting fats. So this is what I had for you today in the Lymph Lounge. Again, this podcast is available on Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify podcast platforms, as well as my own website, lymphinitiatives.com/podcast, in the form of blog posts, and also on YouTube. Make sure you go ahead and follow and turn on notifications, depending on which platform you're on. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I will see you in the next episode.